Are you ready for the Low Blows Network? It's the show where you control what's on the agenda. Ask us anything and we're proud bound to answer. Starring Rich Nash, Corporate King, and the Queen of Irish Wrestling, Katie Hardy. It's Ask Low Blows.
And you're on. Go.
Yeah.
Strong intro.
Are you hyped for some ass low blows? It's a set. You'll never guess who's here.
Who? Oh,
Rick, Katie, and me.
Shit.
I know. Who would have thought? So I'm gonna run through this very quick. Is there anyone that wants to transfer for the Rumble? You know, over there, grass, a fancy thing.
No.
Yeah, like a short.
Hang on. Wait. Who's gonna win the Rumble? I've got Charlotte and the Kabuki Warriors. What? Asuka might win at the Rumble.
No.
That's good. She might win at the Rumble.
Oh, at the Rumble.
At the Rumble.
Well, I mean, again, probably not, but okay.
She points for win the belt. maybe Sheamus will win the Rumble? No?
No, you won't. You'll win a match. Like, you win a match in the Rumble.
Yeah, you'll get something, like. You're
do
very
you
behind.
Points for being in the Rumble?
No. Oh, you do, because you're on a pay-per-view, or you're wrestling, like.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be big for points.
Yeah, we're all getting points for that, though.
I think we all drew this week on points. Just want to point that out, that I'm on an equal par with both of you.
Literally for a week. Literally now. That's it. Never get you. I am destroying all of yous. Right? Sorry, guys.
Destroying. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not changing my team between now and Mania. I'm just going to coast there. Unless somebody gets really badly injured, I'm just going to coast through and hope for the best. Well,
you've already had one person get sacked. So, like.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's.
There's literally one fan left in Man United. They had a camera shot of the United crowd, and there's just one lad with all empty seats, and he's clapping. And it's just like, no, mate, no, it's over.
No, it'll be 3-2 now, watch.
It was 2 days ago.
Oh. Anyway.
And it finished 2-0.
Fuck it. What, any transfer? We'll get into the questions?
Yeah,
I think I'm good.
All right. Read these two together, finger pointing downwards.
That's not a question, no. If you put it in the auto queue, he reads it.
Okay. Well, the first question comes from Tony. At TKenny2622, does McGregor deserve admiration for his contribution to MMA, or should we ignore the cunt's achievements because he's edited so he don't get sued? I suppose I was asked to read the second question, so we'll jump into that too. They're related, obviously. It's not just we're
the same question.
At Daza 1889, does McGregor's failings outside the octagon diminish how you view him? If so, is this the same for other legends like Tyson or even Austin in wrestling? He's hit women and is still treated as a legend.
How you feel about McGregor?
I think it's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And I don't.
We don't get into any legal allegations.
Yeah, okay, don't get sued. Say nothing.
Don't get sued.
No, I'm not going to get sued.
But you can have an opinion on him. As
I don't really like him.
Oh, yeah. We're getting sued.
I think he's obnoxious loudmouth, and I don't like MMA, so that probably feeds into it too. So I don't really give a shit about him.
Yeah, you're like, I don't care about your achievements, so I can only focus on the negative. Yeah.
But like, is it an achievement? I don't know much about MMA. MMA.
You're right, you don't.
MMA. But I did watch a GIF of this fight.
That's covered.
And Phil explained to me that basically he bet a jobber. Mm. So, is it really an achievement?
That's bollocks. Well,
I had to listen to a 10-minute thing on win-loss records and all the rest of it. Like, it took time out of my life. So, yeah, he's a jobber.
No, he beat, like, Kane. Or, like...
That's a good way of putting it, yeah. He beat, like, Kane or Big Show in 2020.
Yeah.
It's not nothing, but it's not massive.
No, but it's the...
It's expected.
But it's... No, well, yeah, but it's not expecting 40 seconds. You know what I mean? That's the accomplishment, like.
Yeah, if someone came out and jobbed Kane in, like, straight away, like, just destroyed him in less than a minute.
Yeah,
someone squashed Kane, you'd be like, holy fuck, that's a big deal. You get me? But, like, if they beat him in a match, you'd be like, of course they're going to beat him in a match. There was only going one way.
Okay, yeah.
But, like, if he squashed Kane and it was a real fight, that's what he did.
Okay. I still don't think it's that big an achievement. He punched some lad in the head repeatedly.
Well, that's an achievement in that sport.
It's the nature of the game.
I don't think it was a big achievement for that team to score that goal against football.
Kick the ball in the net.
That's the point.
I'm not good at sports.
But you're like a sports athlete, are you not?
Oh, you're the first one to ever call me an athlete. That's really aww. Nice. sure, I don't know. The second part of the question, if so, is it same for other legends? Again, like, I never held Tyson or Austin in that high regard, and I know that's probably a bad thing to say.
You think you could beat Austin? Like, if you two main evented a fucking main event, I don't know, Boy Factory episode, what's the next one?
It's going to be a while.
I don't know, I don't really hold. What I will say on the subject is I do find it hard to separate people's personal lives from their professional lives if they've done something I morally don't agree with.
Yeah.
I'll leave it there.
I think that's the question. Yeah, it's like, can you see past their personal shit and onto the professional shit? You know, like, what's your...
Like, he's objectively a very, very good mixed martial artist. He's objectively. That's not a matter of opinion. He's, like, his achievements are, like, they're actually unparalleled. The first double champ in UFC history, knocked out one of the best ever, Jose Aldo, who's, like, you're talking Mount Rushmore level for MMA in a matter of seconds. Even if you don't say that he's better than Jose Aldo and he's just a king of mind games and got into Aldo's head and that's what caused Aldo. That's, yeah, which is like, but that's the thing where, like, if you objectively view MMA and you have to comment on it, then yeah, like, he's got the ability to see outside of the box, which gives him a genius of sorts within that particular realm. Even this, like, coming in with shoulder strikes, like, that's not a thing. What he did is not a thing. I loved Jack Gallagher's tweet after the fact where he's like, ah, fuck, every fucker in the gym's gonna be elbowing me or shouldering me for next week. But that's McGregor's thing. He sees things out of the box, and that's something that, like, you at least is notable within MMA. Now, I've been very vocal about my opinions on McGregor personally and his influence. What? See, here's the thing. For me, he's a scumbag. He's an absolute scumbag. And
we're getting sued.
No, but that's my personal opinion of him. I'm not commenting on any particular thing. And the allegations, you know, like, you can feel how you want to feel about them. We can't obviously get too deep into them because we have recorded and putting this out. But I can't personally, like, if it's like, should we admire him? You can admire whoever the fuck you want. You know what I mean? You don't have to admire anyone on this planet, regardless of their achievements. I feel that he's a very difficult man to admire. I would not admire him. But I can objectively say that, like, yeah, he's really good at MMA. He's a really good fighter, and he's achieved a lot of notable things. That's just factual. So should we admire him? No, like, not necessarily, but also if you can separate his octagon achievements away from his stuff, then you're allowed as well, though. That's the thing. You're allowed to see it differently to other people. You don't have to feel how everyone else feels, even if you're being pressured. And I don't like when people are like, you're scum if you enjoy this. And it's like, no, you can just like someone who's a fighter. Like, you can have opinions too. You don't have to share the opinions of what everyone else on Twitter thinks. How the difference between him and Tyson and Austin is, I don't have as big of an issue with Tyson and Austin, and it's not just me using cognitive dissonance with them and pretending that they're not because I want to like them. The difference there is, I feel they've grown and they've changed as people, okay? So when I look at it, so for example, Twitter, and it's a very, and this is the problem with Twitter for me sometimes, it skews very young, okay? And it can skew towards a very immature, and this is where you get kind of the okay boomers coming in, and they're like, well, kids don't understand, and like, I see both sides of the things, because I'm kind of middle between being a Twitter person and a boomer. Do you know what I mean? I'm halfway there. But like, at the same time, I can see it, because like, it's a very young attitude. When you're young, you think you're perfect, and you're like, I think all of the right things, I think all of the correct opinions and stuff like that. And I remember being like that age too, and I remember feeling that way too, and then I fucked up in some ways, like, never to anywhere near this level, but
yeah, I hope so.
You know what I mean, I fucked
up
yourself
and soon.
I fucked up, I got pissed sometimes, and I made a show of myself on a night out in work, and I lived a life, I experienced life. And I think people who are older kind of realize, and I don't mean this to sound patronizing, but I think people who have lived a life kind of realize that you can fuck up and you can learn from your mistakes, you can change, you can improve, you can cannot be the person that you were at a certain time in your life when you grow up and you learn, if you actively make an effort to do so. So there's where I see it is different with Tyson and Austin. Do I think Tyson and Austin today would do the things that they did back then? No. So therefore, I have less of a problem. I don't feel that we should cancel everyone for everything they do. Now, having said that, what McGregor is accused of doing, and if it is proven guilty, that is a very next level thing, especially if it's a case of multiple times. It's a next level thing. And in that case, then I'd be like, yeah, okay, cancel the fucker. Get him out of here. And I think it's a bit scummy of UFC. I think it leads UFC down a rabbit hole where McGregor is like, it's toxic promotion, where it's like car crash, where it's like, I can't look away from it. And you can't, like, you want to, like, you have to see what happens in McGregor. Even if you're rooting for him to lose, you can't look away from it. But it is like, it's not leading down a good path, because it says about the UFC that it's not about fighting anymore. It's not about, like, artists, like, you know, masters of their discipline fighting to see who the best in the world is. It's about something very different. It's about reality TV. It's about car crash TV. It's about, like, the Sun headlines. It's becoming about that, and it hurts MMA as a whole, I feel. So there's a lot going on here, but that's where I'd see kind of the difference in Tyson and Austin, where I'm like, you know, are those the same people they were when they fucked up? No. Have a lot of people, like, have they fucked up to a point where I can't forgive them? I don't know. I don't know what happened necessarily. I wasn't there. I haven't seen it. Like, so that's where I kind of feel the difference is, where I can't properly weigh it up. And also as well, like, if we cancel everything for every objectionable thing, eventually, like, it's like, I'm not really religious at all, but I do like the quote in the Bible where it's like, he who has not sinned cast the first stone. Because it's like, we've all fucked. If you've lived enough, you fucked up. If you haven't fucked up, you haven't lived enough. Do you know what I mean? Now, again, the scale of it is very different, and there are some things you just can't come back from. But that's where I kind of see Tyson and Austin. McGregor, I don't view in the same mold as them, because he's still very much, to me, I don't buy this whole, I'm so humble, I'm just helping grannies across the road. I don't buy that act. That's very clearly like a promotional tool and a PR tool, and him trying to manipulate his way back into being allowed into the public sphere and trying to show that he's changed, quote unquote. But he's still, we can all see him as the same person. It was like, we could see him in the octagon on Saturday. Do you know what I mean? Before it, it's all like, I respect Daniel. I respect him very much. But, like, I am a new person. I have no ill will towards this man. And then, like, afterwards he comes out on the mic and he's like, oop ya bollocks, you can fuck off, we'll bash all them. And it's like, you're the same person. You're the same person. You're the exact same person you were putting on an act. And I think we can all see through that now. We've seen enough of Conor McGregor to be able to identify it. So, there's a lot going on here. I could probably go on for a half hour. But, like, to answer your questions, I can separate it with Tyson and Austin. I can't separate it with McGregor yet. But objectively, his achievements in the octagon are impressive. But that doesn't mean I'm endorsing him as a person or a character.
Right. So I'm in the opposite camp of Katie. I'm actually, like, a massive MMA fan.
Yeah.
Love UFC. And when I say I was a passionate McGregor fan, I was a really, really passionate McGregor fan. Like most Irish people, really. But he got me into MMA, you know what I mean? Like, the first UFC I set up for was McGregor Aldo.
Nice.
And it, you know, that kind of made me a fan. For me, like, coming to accept that he is what he is, and sort like, it's difficult. Like, yeah. if you're into it, it is difficult. It's like, all I can compare it to is Chris Benoit. Chris Benoit killed a child. But to many wrestling fans, they don't look back at his matches and go, oh, what a scumbag. You know what I mean? They look back and they still feel up. A part of them still loves him because of the role that he played in their life. Do you know what I mean? So it is tough. And, like, the inconsistency is interesting because it's like, on one hand, I feel a bit guilty when I say that. You know what I mean? Like, it's how I find it hard to accept McGregor for who he is. But, like, Tony sports Chelsea. Right, and you look at all these, Daza mentioned Tyson, Austin, Chelsea. One of their left backs, Marcus Alonso, killed a woman drink driving.
Jesus.
And yeah, and you know, Chelsea enabled this man to live the life of a successful and rich footballer, while the victim doesn't get to live at all. Has Tony boycotted Chelsea? Has he stopped watching Chelsea matches? Has anyone? No, you know what I mean? There's an inconsistency.
Tony, a blast. Poor Tony.
No,
I really hasn't.
But so the inconsistency, it's very... I see the point of, like, you know, people being like, oh, if you watch McGregor, you're a scumbag and all that sort of stuff. And I kind of feel like, well, I think everybody's kind of guilty of it without realizing, kind of watching or supporting things that are kind of not right. You know what I mean? But no, yeah, it's a tough one. It's like, no, he is a scumbag, right? He is. But, yeah.
He's also been responsible for a lot of happy memories in your life. And it's, I think I get what you're saying. It's tough to divorce yourself from those memories because you don't want to let go of the happiness you felt. I get that. Because when you say Benoit, I'm like, I relate to that.
Yeah.
Because I was a big Benoit. Benoit got me into wrestling. Like, I literally started training off the back of his WrestleMania 20 win. And I'm still involved in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's tough to divorce that happiness that I felt then and what the positives it led to in my life from... He did this horrible thing. I think, like, Tyrion Lannister is a great quote in great Game of Thrones where it's like, the human mind isn't capable of handling such big issues. And I think that's a very salient quote there because it's like, we can't fully process it completely. So we go one way or the other where we're like, scumbag, scumbag, scumbag! Or it's like, he didn't do anything. And both sides are like, they're not able to weigh up the full story because people are fucking grey. They're not black, they're not white, they're grey as fuck. And I think there's a lot of that here.
I also think, should he be admired for what he's achieved? I don't think he should be admired, but I think there's aspects of what he's achieved that you can learn from. Like, yeah. I personally believe, I think WWE are wrong to erase the history, you know, like saying, like, WrestleMania was main evented by Triple H and Shawn Michaels, and Royal Rumble 04 ended when Big Show fell on his head and went out the ring. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's wrong to kind of erase history and not look back on it. I think you could... I don't think it should be admired, but I also think you shouldn't erase... Oh, that's not really answering the question, though,
is
it?
I think the middle ground is, like, leave him in history, but as a cautionary tale. Like,
that's what I'm trying to say, yeah.
You know? Mm. Like, Hitler was a terrible person. He's not erased from history. We talk about him all the time, so we know what not to do. Like, when you talk about Chris Benoit, you learn about CTE and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. It is such a weird, broad thing, and I do think it depends on your interest level. Like, I didn't care about MMA and Conor McGregor, so it's very easy for me to just be like, I don't give a shit. Trauma.
Yeah. And most people I see, like, ripping into McGregor on Twitter the most are people who, like, hate him anyway. Do you know what I mean? So it's...
They feel justified now.
Yeah, they're buzzing. They're like, oh, yeah.
That's
you know what I mean?
Point.
Like,
yeah.
But, yeah, so should he be admired? I don't think he should be. But, yeah, I don't know.
It's a fair point to have. Let's not admire the accused. Yeah, let's not go there.
Actually, I don't think we've said anything to get us sued yet.
No, we're good. We're good. Ah, there's still time.
Irish Slam Dan. Is this a question that could get us sued?
That might get us sued. I was just looking
at
that.
Do you want to have a look at that real quick?
Dan, you should know better.
Dan, come on. You're going to get us sued.
You're a law
man. It's funny.
Do you think McGregor is going to get to the heights that he once reached? it is purely an MMA question. The full question is on Twitter if you want to.
Yeah, you can look it up. Irish Slam Dan.
But basically, this is actually a pure MMA question. So, Katie, do you think McGregor will reach the heights that he once reached?
I don't know anything about MMA, so I don't know where the heights are.
You could answer it, like, if you think about things being high, then...
Definitely.
Yeah, I think he's probably there right now. I don't know, like, if he beats Khabib, then yes. Then that's his biggest achievement, and he's up there now, and we are having an uncomfortable GOAT conversation.
Yeah, wait till we get to the next question as well.
But yeah, do I think, this is actually a great question, lads, ask, I know Kate, you'll hate it, but this is like movies for me, you know what I mean? So like, ask more MMA questions, I really like talking about MMA. Do I think McGregor will get to those heights? Yeah, I don't believe in Khabib's invincibility. I know he has an amazing streak. He's an amazing fighter, one of the absolute best in the world. But people forget. I know he said this in an interview. I'm not just copying him, but like genuinely people do forget. This is a sport where if you lose three times in a row, you're out of UFC. You know what I mean? So like, now obviously there's leeway.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's two fights, one, four, whatever. But yeah, you can lose a fight and you're gone. Like MMA... So, you know, he loses one or two fights or he disappears off the face of the earth and people are like, oh, you know, he got into Aldo's head or, oh, he lost to Diaz, he must be shite, you know what I mean? Like, Look what he did to Eddie Alvarez. And don't tell me, oh, well, Eddie Alvarez is in one now, so obviously he wasn't that good. People only say that these fighters aren't that good after McGregor's done what he done to them. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, you look at Dustin...
It's like Bray Wyatt, the Fiend.
Yeah.
He's a fiend in many ways, but we'll leave it there.
Legal minded. what you call it? No, but you look at Dustin Poirier, for example, you know what I mean? Or Max Holloway. These are all people that he beat on the way to get to where he is. I don't think he's ever gone back to featherweight. He's proved himself there. He's got no reason to make that horrible cut again.
Yeah.
I actually saw a picture or a video of him, an interview of him at featherweight, which is, it's been a long time since he was at that. The Aldo fight, I think, was the last featherweight fight he's had. And he looked like... awful. Like, he looked like it was scary, like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he can beat Khabib, but I also think Tony can beat Khabib. I think Gaethje can beat Khabib, and it's a very interesting lay of the land. I think they'll probably do Masvidal Usman in the welterweight division. I think, you know, the BMF title.
Yeah.
There's talk of them making that the 165 title. Ooh. Have Conor fighting for that. So Khabib is still the champion, McGregor is still the champion.
Title versus title.
No, but even if McGregor loses,
yeah,
he's still the champion. You know what I mean? So there's all this talk. Oh, so many possibilities. I am confident. Like, McGregor at his, when he's focused, is genuinely, arguably, the best in the world. Arguably. So, you know, it is fascinating. And look, like, I'm not watching legally. I'm not financially supporting him. But I'd be lying to you as an MMA fan.
After all this time, like, being so carefully, and you're like, I download it legally.
I am going to watch it, fucking, I'm going to be honest with you. But, yeah, I don't know, we'll see. But thanks for the question, Dan. Declan. At DeclanBurn31, what do I have to do to get Conor to punch me so I can become rich, seeing he punched an old man and nothing happened to him, but the old man got a payday to keep quiet about it? Oh, fuck, is that another legal minefield?
No, that's been proven. There's video evidence out there, and he acknowledges that. So that's okay.
From the looks of things, he just refuses whiskey, and that's what happens, isn't it?
Just tell him Crumlin United are shite, and he'll be like, fuck
you. Is that going to get me sued?
No, that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. It's just the other stuff that we can't talk about. This is open season. It's fine. It's out there. Yeah, like, how much would you take to get punched in the face full force once by Conor McGregor?
Oh.
What would you talk?
I don't know.
I don't think it'd hurt, because I think it'd put you to sleep. So you'd be, by the time, I mean, you'd wake up with a sore head, but I think the damage would...
You don't understand concussions, do you?
No.
I don't think I would take anything.
That's bollocks. If you were offered 10 billion euro to take that punch, you well would.
But see, it's different in an MMA fight, because, like... Yeah, you're getting hit and all, but your adrenaline's running, you're defending yourself, you're deflecting, you're moving. If he just comes up and you're just there and he punches
you... If you're getting 10 billion euro...
You could die.
Out of his money, though.
Are you telling me your adrenaline won't be pumping if you know, oh my God, I'm going to get 10 billion euro?
Like, out of his money. Like, he has to give it to you.
But what if you die?
You're not going to die from a punch, realistically.
Hey, it happens.
It can. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I'm saying...
But I mean, for 10 billion euro, you'd risk it.
It's a chance. And, like, chances are you're not. Like, on a scale of likelihood, you're not going to die.
And if you don't die, that's 10 billion euro. Like, think about everything. You could bring, like...
You could buy everything.
You could bring Kevin Nash to Fight Factory and have him fight John Moxley.
I wouldn't put him on the show.
I couldn't think of anything else to say. But you could do literally anything. Like, I could buy out Eric Rowan's contract and have him, like, main event my new wrestling promotion, which I just paid for with all that money. And have him wrestle Alison Kay or something. And like, you can do anything you want with that money. You can buy, like, I don't know, loads of Pringles. That's like, that's 20, that's, no, hang on, wait, that's...
Don't calculate how many Pringles.
Right. A billion euro.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd do it for a million,
usually.
Get a house and a car, yeah, set.
I'd even do it for 100k. I'd do it for a good fiver.
What I would do, right?
Good fiver, a crisp one.
I would let him punch when he is, slyly record it, and then sue him for assault. Everyone wins.
Yeah, that's the minimum. Honestly, probably five figures. Probably four figures.
Do you want a loan, like?
That includes decimal points.
Yeah, actually, do you know what? I think if I'm being honest with myself, I think I would take it for four figures. upper four figures, though, like 8,000.
Like 8, 9,
yeah,
there, yeah.
Not like one, but 8 or 9. Again, 4,000 juice of Pringles. You know what I mean? Like,
he's just thinking about he wants Pringles now.
Thanks for the question. What the fuck? Wait, who asked that? Wait, you asked that. Wait, no. Where's that question come from?
Where?
How much would you get?
Just leave it. Stagmore 13 is next.
Okay. I think one of you asked that, and I just, like, went on a tangent. Anyway, at Stagmore 13, with it being Rumble Week and there being an election on here in Ireland, wrestlers as the Irish government, who is PM, alright, Tan, and who is each minister?
Poor Chris continues to get dead.
Don't say Prime Minister instead of Taoiseach, it's fine. I would have Maven as Taoiseach.
Yeah, that's a solid joke.
I think that'd be a laugh.
Yeah.
What's that face for, Kate? You've got a problem with that?
Right, Department of Agriculture. Who'd be a good farmer?
CBL,
yes.
Oh, man. Yeah,
Department of Business. Vince McMahon. Shane McMahon. Or is it Irish wrestlers?
No.
Okay, well, then J Money. Yeah, I'll go with that. Department of Children. I know who I don't want it to be. Well, it's Rapori Pulak.
I
didn't say it. I just said it, what it rhymes with.
I'm going to say... Who to put in?
You can only think of nonsense here.
Yeah, you kind of warped my brain there. Now I'm like, thinking along the one route.
Let's just move on. Department of Communications.
Oh, so that's like MJF or something. Do you know what I mean? Who's good at like...
Climate Action and Environment. Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan, sorry. Department of Culture, Heritage and the Gaeltacht. So an Irish
speaker. Valkyrie.
Yeah, there you go. Department of Defence.
Who's a proper guard?
Or soldier? Or...
Who's it? John Cena.
Yeah, John Cena. He's proper, the Marine. Yeah. Department of Education, Matt Stryker.
There you go. All right.
Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection. That's tough. That's tough. Like, that'd be a really shit gimmick, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
I'm the social protector.
IRS or something?
John Marsh. No, that's finance. Next, finance, IRS.
Finance? We just did finance, we know.
No, we did. There's another one.
Who did I nominate Jay Money?
Business.
Oh, that's the same thing.
Well, like, blame the government. That's not my fault.
It is.
Don't listen. I didn't make this.
Fine.
IRS then, worse than that. Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Vince McMahon, because, like, it'd be gas. Like, the same way Boris Johnson was the Foreign Affairs Minister in the UK.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was bad. It was as bad as
getting JBL in there or something. Like,
yeah, there you go.
Any wrestler from the 80s.
We'll put Vince in there, be gas. Department of Health.
He was like the medic at Fight Factory. What's his name?
we call him the medic.
There we go, Carl, you're in. Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government. Again, not a great gimmick.
who says this is my house? Is that Paige?
Paige.
Yeah. There you go.
Department of Justice and Equality.
Is that Ronson Architect? That would have been going too. Sorry, what?
Department of Justice and Equality.
They're
two different things. If it's equality,
Katie
it's Harvey.
Yeah.
There we go. Department of Public Expenditure and Reform.
This is actually a really fun question.
Reform. Who's somebody who wants to change it? CM
Triple
Punk.
H.
Triple H.
Triple H.
He's reforming WWE. Created NXT.
That's weird.
Give me a job.
Cody Rhodes setting up AEW and all that.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Department of Rural and Community Development. Feels like farming.
Again.
Seems like farming. Trevor Murdoch. Just throw it in. Department of the Taoiseach. Who's the Taoiseach?
Maven.
Oh, Maven, sorry.
Hang on. I got confused. Department. I was going to say Nydia, but that was with Jamie Noble, and he's not Maven. They're two different people.
Can we get Jamie Noble?
Not even close to being the same person. Department of Transport, the Usos. There we go. Boom. Nailed it.
The Usos?
Yeah.
Anyway, that was actually a really good question.
It was. Solid, Chris. Well done.
At Kev Fan Club, in my opinion, Undertaker's entrance is overrated and takes so goddamn long for him to come down to the ring and have a grunt or say rest in peace.
Spicy.
And then have a grunt. Anyway, what's your most overrated thing in wrestling right now or ever, you know, just life in general? I fucking forgot to come up with an answer for this. But I will say, complete side note, do you think The Fiend is going to blow Undertaker's entrance at WrestleMania out of the water? I think it will.
Really?
The Fiend at WrestleMania?
I think it's going to go red and he's going to come down with a head and his music's going to be cool.
Yeah. There you go.
It's going to be like his entrance, but like with a long stage.
No, but there'll be it's Mania, and it's Bray Wyatt.
Yeah,
he'll do something cool. You
He's
know what
big,
I mean?
Yeah. I
so
suppose.
I think if oh, man, I hope they don't keep the light red. I really hope they drop that. Like you don't understand.
I remember Sin Cara had that blue light. That was real weird. Didn't like that.
a random complaint.
Well, it actually works for the answer. Overrated. There
but
you
that
go.
Wasn't rated. Sincara. Who rated Sincara's light? Okay.
It always gets all the likes. 6 stars by Meltzer. I'm going to go for AEW. Right now. Well, no, actually, I think it's probably right because people are kind of turned against it. But AEW, when it first came out, I think people were like, again, this isn't saying it's bad, it's just overrated. Where I think people were like, oh, this is the savior wrestler. It's like, it's a grand show. Like, there's a lot of good on it, but there's a few shit bits too. Like, you know what I mean? And like, I think now it's kind of properly rated. But when it first came out, I'm going to go with that.
Movies are mad overrated, man. They just end after an hour and a half and that's it. Like, you know what I mean? Fucking shite, right? I'm going to go, thanks for the question, Kev. At Brandon_K12. This is a tough one as well. If you were to create the ultimate wrestler using wrestlers today, i.e. Roman strength, etc., who would be used to make the ultimate wrestler?
I thought it said the ultimate warrior. I was like, that's a really creative thing. How do we build the ultimate warrior from different wrestlers?
There's a lot to this, man. There's a lot to this.
Okay, whose body do we use? Who's got a perfect wrestler body?
Bobby Lashley, jacked.
Right, okay. Right. I'll go.
Whose moveset do we use?
Bobby Lashley, spear. No,
all right. You can't just make Bobby Lashley.
How about once you say an answer, you can't use it for anything else?
Okay.
Right, whose moveset?
Lobby Bashley.
Will Ospreay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whose entrance?
Velveteen Dream.
That's a solid one.
Yeah. Whose gear?
Billy Bedlam.
Bobby Lashley in Billy Bedlam's gear.
Well, I think it is trendy.
I feel like we're not like amplifying his positives.
Well, what? You want to come out in Big Dick Johnson's gear? Like,
and whose music? Brodus Clay.
No.
Somebody got me.
Oh, actually, that was
that deal when Will Ospreay's moves Billy Bellum's here. This is the ultimate wrestler.
Yeah, this is
the and also the ultimate warrior. They're like the exact
same. I think it's the only correct answer.
Rowan's beard.
Be
there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Right, thanks. That's a question.
Sorted.
At Chloe_Lynch, what would be your ideal number to enter a Rumble match at?
27. Yeah. There you go.
Yous are dumb. 31 all day. They wouldn't be expecting it in a million years. Think about it. Like, everyone's in the ring. Your man celebrating. He's like, I've done it. My life dream has made it. And then you come in number 31, eliminate him. Unreal. Thanks for the question, Chloe.
That was really good.
At Trey_C, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you want Toriano to be in the Rumble? Let's all say it at the same time. Right. 3, 2, 1, 6.
4.
Wow. That was so underwhelming. I thought you were about to have a higher one, to be honest.
No context.
I have no interest in Toriano whatsoever. I'm not a New Japan guy. I don't really like him, to be honest.
I'm not interested in it, but I'm not like super invested. I'd be like, oh, now WWE get to ruin Toriano.
There are 5 spots in the fucking Rumble. That's excluding like Riddle, Edge, and like some kills.
0.
Yeah, 0. I really don't want to see. Well, it's not between 1 and 10, so I'm going to say 1. To respect Tracy and not disrespect her question.
Sorry,
by
Tracy.
Coming up with your own answer.
Technically, you just said 31 was the best number to end.
So there's never 31 in the Royal Rumble? Okay. Anyway. thanks for the question, by the way.
You wouldn't be the first one. There was a 40-person Rumble.
Oh, 41. So I have to wait for like all the... No, wait, that wouldn't work. At Owen, @Owen_Davis1, what's the best Rumble finish? Batista, Cena both going over and Vince blowing his quads from 2005 has to be up there.
The one where we all thought Santino Morella was beating Alberto Del Rio.
We'll get back to that. We will get back to that.
So that was upsetting.
We'll get back to it. It's still to be covered.
I'm going to say Cena come back. Oh, it's the perfect age for it. Loved it. That's good.
I like the one Rey Mysterio one.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Looking back at the the Rumble Reigns one is really funny. Like, if you go back and watch it now, it's really, really
funny.
The
reactions.
The Rock coming out and being like, cheer this man! Boo! It's really funny.
And like, then The Rock like just moving inches away from him. Like,
yeah, he's like,
I have a new movie to promote!
Becky winning, clearly.
Yes.
I'd say as well... Shawn Michaels and Undertaker.
That's mine.
And yeah. I know, again, we just talked about it. It's a bit awkward, whatever, but like Benoit, you know, at the time, like it was really cool. There's a load of good endings in there, too. Wow, that was it.
Yeah.
Have I left any out? No?
Yeah. No, that's it. That covers it.
Thanks for the question. Owen, at @KillerSteveW, who is the most underappreciated wrestler ever in the Rumble, and who would you consider Mr. Rumble? Right. I have a very clear answer on this, but what do you want to say?
What do you mean, like, underappreciated?
Like, he was just underrated, you know what I mean? Like, under kind of somebody who would you consider the Iron Man of the Rumble who may not have ever actually won a Rumble or, like, may not have gotten the credit for
like,
it?
Like, this is where you're talking your JOMOs or your...
But are they underappreciated because, like, people actively look forward to their spots?
But they don't.
Like, they're an important part of the Rumble, I think.
Yeah, but, well, then maybe these people aren't.
So, who's a good comedy wrestler that's in it? There's a really good answer. Like, I've got a perfect answer for you.
What?
China would be really good for this. Because her being in the Rumble when she was fucking huge.
Yeah, okay.
It was the type of thing people came into school, they're like, China was in the Royal Rumble. It was that, like, big.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a notable thing. So.
Sorry, just Royal Rumble endings. Just want to go back. Nia Jax's getting her head kicked. It was really funny. So, just want to try that in.
Oh, I enjoy Big Show and Rumbles, because I always enjoy seeing how they're going to eliminate.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Kane for me is underappreciated today, because I think people forget how good he was every time he was in it. Like,
yeah, he wasn't just a big lad that, you know, everyone teamed up against. He went and eliminated people.
As we saw last night when we live-tweeted Royal Rumble 2001. I think everyone appreciates him now. I certainly do, because that happened yesterday.
I am going to say the person who has been in the Royal Rumble altogether longer than anyone and has never won it, Chris Jericho. He's been in it. That was my first answer, but I googled it afterwards just to see if I was right. Yep, longest consecutive time, over 5 hours in total, and I think the second highest is like 4 hours. So, him by a mile.
Mr. Rumble, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Created the skin, the cat's paw. He won it twice.
He's not underappreciated if he won it twice.
No. Who do you consider Mr. Rumble is a separate question?
Shawn Michaels.
Like, there's so many. Like, when you think back to 95, 96, he was the first guy to get thrown out and everyone assumed that he lost, and then Skin the Cat came back in throughout David Boy Smith out. Like, that was, like, game-changing at the time. And now it's just a standard Rumble spot, but that was, like, he invented
that. That's a fucking top Royal Rumble ending there. You know what I mean? There's so many. Thanks for the question, killer. At Awkward Jake, favourite Rumble elimination ever? Mine's either Maven eliminating Undertaker, only to be immediately murdered, or Snitsky decapitating Paul London off the apron. I think that's kind of the most iconic one for me.
I'd be selling out Low Blows Historians. We got like 2-3 series out of Maven eliminating the Undertaker. That's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, the first 2-3 years of Low Blows was based around Maven eliminating the Undertaker. That was the podcast for a while, so that's got to be it for me.
I am going to say Hurricane trying to chokeslam Austin and Triple H and then getting eliminated. Oh, that was really funny.
I enjoyed Beth Phoenix eliminating the Great Khali because I was really afraid he might win that year. So I enjoyed that.
That's a really good one.
I'm also going to say Santino Morello is like the quickest of all time. In order for that to be like the quickest of all time, that's really impressive to have that.
A lot of things have to go right.
Thanks for the question, Awkward Jake. At SirSock1, Santino should have won the Rumble that time Del Rio knocked him out, changed my mind. No, because I agree, yeah. He didn't have to main event Mania. I could have lost it at Elimination Chamber, but he should have won it, yeah, 100%.
Shout out to SirSock1, who is also Shane O'Keefe, who did the recent OTT that really, the Ring That Tied the Room Together documentary, so shout out to him. Here's the argument against it. If you absolutely must, if Santino wins, Edge doesn't face Del Rio, that turned out to be his final match. It would have been weird otherwise.
As of right now, maybe
until this Sunday, but then if that was Edge's final match, that changes his career because Del Rio was the perfect foil. Remember the Edge and Christian reunion going out like the perfect way. Even though, like I said, we didn't know that was it at the time. And you needed a foil for that. So that's the argument against it, whereas it wouldn't have been about Edge, it would have been about Santino. Again, there was no way to plan for it because even WWE in the build-up didn't know that was the way it was going. So Santino, in hindsight, was actually, for me, the wrong person to win that. But it would have been a cooler moment, and I think I would have loved the balls of it just to have Santino do it.
Yeah, so it would be better. Thanks for the question, Shane. At Tristan M. Carroll, Rumble 2001 is the ideal Rumble. Discuss using examples from the text. I won't move on this one because I was 9 and Kane was my favourite, but also the pacing was perfect and the ratio of surprises was ideal.
I think, as we all learned last night, you are correct, Tristan, and that has totally happened, and yeah, I agree.
I actually never seen a 01 Royal Rumble. Well, oh, man. I saw it last night.
Obviously. Like, obviously, yeah, like before last night, you never saw it. 01, do you remember Drew Carey, Kane?
Yeah, but remember I thought this was 2000.
Yeah. But that's okay. No. Like,
you saw it last
still
night.
Remember the match.
Yeah.
Like, it's the year you didn't remember.
Yeah.
So you can still comment on the match.
It was good.
You watched it last night, Katie.
Yeah, I know, but even still, right? Even, like, I can't remember a match I watched today. I can't remember matches and what happened. Yeah. This is terrible for a professional wrestler. I cannot remember matches.
Well, is that the
end? Who won it?
Austin.
Spoilers, although we all
watched, watched it last night. We know it's past the spoiler time.
Anyway,
Austin, do you remember Austin got attacked by Triple H and he beat the shit out of him and he came back at the end? And yeah. Then it's the start of My Way. Do you remember the My Way video?
Yeah.
Where it's like, Stone Cold! Stone Cold! That's the start of My Way. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah. That's the best.
Right, so I think we've finished up there. We have to end the podcast now because Katie left her fucking lasagna in work.
Fucking.
Hey, do you want to sign out for everyone seeing this? This is your fault.
Get your lasagna.
No. This is also end now. This, like, is Katie's fault. Okay.
I have been watching the clock. I have 10 minutes to get my lasagna, guys.
Great, thanks, okay. Thanks everyone. You can blame Katie for the
show. Katie, sign off.
Bye.